Juneau is getting closer to becoming the third community in Alaska with a Housing First project to provide the chronically homeless with housing. Organizers told the Juneau Assembly on Monday that the project is moving from the concept stage to the design stage. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
The Gory Hole Emergency Shelter and Soup Kitchen has taken the lead role in planning a Housing First project in the capital city. Scott Schombor is chair of the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness and one of the volunteers leading the effort to build the project.
Right now we are basically transitioning from kind of a theoretical project into an actual development of a project.
In recent decades, many communities have turned to the Housing First model to address chronic homelessness. The idea is that if you give people a permanent, stable place to live, it's easier to address why they're on the streets. Anchorage and Fairbanks have had success with Housing First projects, and the Juneau Group has been in the planning stages for about 2 years. In addition to the Glory Hole becoming the lead agency, Schombor said Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority has offered several parcels of land, and Juneau-based MRV Architects has produced a series of conceptual drawings. Schombor said there are two things the city could provide to make the project a reality.
Community support plus community resources. You know, what real resources is the community providing to get an affordable housing project done?
On average, he said it takes 8 funding sources to build an affordable housing project. The municipality has an affordable housing fund, and Schombor said it could secure additional money from the state's Community Development Block Grant Program. The Housing First group is also hoping to set up a dedicated fund with the Juneau Community Foundation to raise money for the project. One potentially significant source of funding is the Special Needs Housing Grant Program from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Glory Hole Executive Director Maria Levishuk said the deadline to apply for one of those grants is February 20th.
You know, we will need to figure out the site by what point. We will need to figure out where most of the capital funding will come from.
Levishuk said operating costs could total about $950,000 a year. The Assembly heard the project update as part of its annual retreat on Monday. Among the other topics, how to encourage more housing in general. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.